Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Raheemi Harrison Grody, middays 10 till 2 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
If we're really focusing on winning and doing our job, like, we can't just keep slapping the Band-Aid over the defense doing their job and getting us out of trouble. It's at what point are we going to pick up our slack as an offense that we're say we're so great, you know? And that's what I'm getting at. It's not about we're not winning or I don't care about winning. All I care about is stats. No, it's been week after week sometimes. We're not contributing. We're not doing our job on offense.
A.J. Brown, Eagles wide receiver, being real. 46 catches for 567 yards this year for the occasionally unsatisfied, outstanding wide receiver of the Philadelphia Eagles. As we welcome you back into Raheemi Harrison Grody on The Score, Layla is off today. And Chris Emma, by the way, Marshall, reminded me that the Bears did play at the Eagles in the year 2019. So I have been to the link. Is it bad that I've been to so many stadiums now, baseball and football, that I don't remember every stadium that I have attended? Is it unspoiled or what?
You are spoiled.
Yeah, your mic's
Let's
off.
Be clear, you're very spoiled. You're very spoiled.
It's a pillow.
Thank you. Thank you, Chris Emma, who will be out at Halas Hall today. Let's go to Philadelphia and bring in Derek Gund. Derek is the Verizon Eagles pre- and post-game show host, along with former Eagles linebacker Seth Joyner, available on the Seth Joyner YouTube channel. And Derek Gunn is also the co-host of the Birds Weekly podcast. That is like their version of Take the North, which is a very successful podcast. I see the numbers. It's very good. And now joining us on the Circa Sports Illinois hotline is indeed Derek Gunn. Download the Circa app today. Derek, thanks for being on The Score. How are you today here on this Thanksgiving Eve and 2 days away from the Bears and the Eagles at the Link?
Doing well, guys. Happy Thanksgiving to you guys as well.
Thank you very much. What's the feel there, man? Like, is the sky falling in Philly right now if the Eagles don't put up a dominant performance against the Bears on Friday?
In one word, yes. losing to the Dallas Cowboys and the manner in which they lost that game, it was like the Eagles season ended for a lot of fans because they had held Dallas to 60 yards of offense after the first quarter, and over the last two plus quarters of that game, Dallas ran up 413 yards of offense and scored 24 unanswered points. And people are screaming, fire this person, fire that person. It is not a happy, festive Thanksgiving mood in the city of brotherly love.
Do there need to be changes? Are you on board with that? Like, does this team need tightening up, or is it all ridiculous?
They're not going to make changes. Where are you going to go? You're not going to change offensive coordinators. I know Dan Campbell took away play calling in Detroit. But at this stage, you're not going to make personnel changes. You are what you are at this stage of a season. They have the talent to rectify this. They just haven't. They just have not yet. When you look at the manner in which they've won most of their games this season, except for that second go-around with the Giants where they blew the Giants out, the Eagles have been skating all season long, winning by 3 points, 4 points. They get a blocked field goal here, a key interception there. But they have not put away teams in the manner in which they did in 2024, which propelled them to the Super Bowl. one game. They have had no running game, which has really handcuffed this offense. The defense has basically carried the team, and then the defense collapsed down in Dallas this past Sunday. So people are pulling their hair out trying to figure out what's going on with this team. A team, by the way, that is still 8-3, and at the hierarchy of the playoff seeding behind right now behind the Rams, but still in a very good position. But that's not good enough for fans of Philadelphia.
Yeah, the standard's a little bit higher. It's funny because the way you were describing the Eagles and the way they've been winning games is much the same way we've been describing the Bears and the way they've been winning games. The expectations just haven't been there because, you know, the Bears, they're not coming off of a Super Bowl season. Derek, I got to ask you, because I was trying to explain to Mark here how things can change rapidly and how a road game against the Eagles can quickly become more of a home game if they come out and struggle on offense. Can you explain to Mark what will happen if the Bears come down there and they get a couple of three and outs against the Eagles and the Eagles can't get a first down the first couple of drives?
There will be a lot of booze raining down from Lincoln Financial Field, number one. Number two, if the Bears jump out to a lead on the Eagles, that stadium's going to get quiet real quick. It is one of the more boisterous stadiums in all of the National Football League, but it will get real quiet if the Bears jump out, let's say, 10-point lead, 14-point lead early in that game, and these fans will be raining down booze on Eagles. There's no question about that.
That's hilarious.
Also, Gunnar, the blueprint for me is what happened in that first Giants game. This is how you beat the Bears. You run the football with impunity. You have the threat of a running quarterback. The Bears check all those boxes. Can you see Caleb Williams being a problem for Vic Fangio's defense as it looks now compared to maybe a year ago?
Well, you look at what Jackson Dart did to them the first time. He helped beat the Eagles with his legs as much as his arm. And for the Eagles, it's all about being disciplined, containing the edges. If they over-pursue Caleb, he's going to step up and take off, and he's a faster version of Jackson Dart. So, yes, they have the ability to do some damage against this Eagles defense. But this Eagles defense, is Marshall, as you know, is pretty good. They've got some stout people in the trenches. Adding Jalen Phillips from Miami was huge before the trade deadline. You have Jalen Carter, Jordan Davis, and then they brought back our guy, Brandon Graham, as well, coming off the edges. They're a stout unit. But they've been an undisciplined unit in some ways as well. If they can contain Caleb and keep him in the pocket and not let him get out, that could do a lot to disrupt the Chicago offense. Now, obviously, the Eagles secondary has been nicked up. They lost a young rookie cornerback, a safety, and Andre Bakuba. He has a fractured leg. Adoree Jackson, we thought had a concussion. Now we're finding out. Supposedly, he didn't have a concussion, so he's going to play, but people have been up and down on him all season long. He's had two back-to-back pretty good games, but for the most part, he has been what they've considered the weak link on the back end of their defense. Reed Blankenship left the game against Dallas holding his leg. Supposedly, he's okay. But they're going to make a few changes on the back end of that defense, and let's see if they can hold it up. If the Bears can sustain drives and keep that Eagles offense off the field, it's going to be an interesting game to the finish.
We are talking to Derek Gunn in Philly, Verizon Eagles pre- and post-game show, along with former Eagles linebacker Seth Joyner, available on the Seth Joyner YouTube channel. Derek, also the co-host of the Birds Weekly podcast, as it's Raheem Harrison Grody here on The Score. Let's talk about the offense, and I think I want to zero in on Saquon Barkley. I've heard a lot coming out of Philly, everything from, I guess the most jarring thing I heard is somebody saying that he's lost a step. What has this year been like for Saquon Barkley?
Miserable. No, he has not lost a step. When you're running back coming off a 2,000-yard season, everybody's honing in on you. So the Eagles have two dilemmas. Number one, they are everybody's Super Bowl every week because they won the big show. Number two, they have a 2,000-yard rusher. So, obviously, coordinators look at the film in the offseason. They're going to change their schemes and concepts. Now, the Eagles' Pro Bowl guard, Landon Dickerson, said a few days ago that the Dallas Cowboys used more five-man front since they added Quinnen Williams from the Jets, and they hadn't seen the Cowboys use a lot of five-man fronts. But my rebuttal is, wait a minute. Every team in the National Football League uses five-man fronts at various times. But they didn't practice that much, and then he tried to re-clarify what he exactly meant. Saquon has been getting hit. When he gets the ball in his hands, he's been getting hit either at the line of scrimmage or behind the line of scrimmage 40% of the time when he touches the ball. Mm. He has nowhere to run, nowhere to hide. the stretch zone runs are not working. Teams front sevens are filling the gaps better. They're honing in on him. Basically, they're taking away the Eagles' run game as they have all season long and daring the Eagles to throw against them. And the Eagles' passing game has been okay, but it hasn't been a prolific passing game. When you look at Jalen Hurts' numbers, Jalen Hurts has only thrown one interception all season long, 16 touchdown passes. But the passing game overall, when you have that wealth of talent on the outside, when you have an A.J. Brown, when you have a Devontae Smith, a Dallas Goedert, you should be chewing up teams left and right and just walking up and down fields, but that hasn't happened with this passing game.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Derek, when we look at Jalen Hurts specifically, it seems like he's the answer to what's wrong with the Eagles from an offensive standpoint, because it seems like he doesn't want to, you know, challenge down the field with those guys you just mentioned, A.J. Brown and Devontae Smith. And A.J. Brown kind of channeling his inner Keyshawn Johnson, maybe even his inner Terrell Owens, the way he's been talking about the offense and his lack of involvement consistently within it.
Well, you know, a lot of people try to say A.J. was being selfish in a lot of ways. And sometimes when you looked at his body language, you wondered if he was giving 100% effort or if that hamstring injury that he's been dealing with off and on was plaguing him. But he had been telling us all season long that the offensive passing game was out of kilter. And everybody wanted to say, A.J., you're more concerned about your numbers than you are the overall structure and winning concept of this Eagles team. And as it has evolved over the last several weeks, you look at how they played against the Packers, Detroit, they found a way to win those games. Then they go to Dallas, they found a way to lose that game. So we're now starting to see in a lot of ways how this passing game has held them back. Now, the edict on Jalen has been he doesn't like throwing a ball in a tight window. And a lot of times he stands back there and he holds the ball too long. Prime example, crucial point of the game on Sunday on a 3rd-and-2 situation, which was the final straw basically for the Eagles. On a 3rd-and-2, normally you run the ball. And if you don't, you run it again to keep the clock moving. He steps back to pass. He passed the ball. And instead of throwing it out of bounds, he takes a sack for like 15 yards. Put the Eagles further back, which gave Dallas that much better field position, which led to Dallas going down the field to get that game-winning field goal. So that's been one of the knocks on Jalen, is that he doesn't go through his progressions extremely well. And sometimes he holds the football a little bit too long.
Let's go to another Jalen. How has Jalen Carter played this year for the Eagles? He's a guy that definitely gets talked about a lot around here. The Bears had the opportunity to draft him. Instead, they took Darnell Wright, the right tackle of the Bears, looks like he's turning out to be a really nice product. But what's been going down with Jalen Carter this year?
Jalen Carter has been a monster for the most part this year, although in the Dallas game, he was a no-show. No tackles, no quarterback pressures. Dallas did a great job of walling him off and keeping him away from Dak Prescott. But Jalen Carter, that's where the engine starts on this Eagles defense. If he gets pressure up the middle, it forces quarterbacks to get off their spot, doesn't allow them to plant that back foot to step into their throws. You look at what he did to Jared Goff. They made Jared Goff's night in Philadelphia miserable. Jared Goff couldn't stand stationary 10% of the time when he dropped back to pass, because the Eagles were swarming all over him. They couldn't get that same kind of pressure on Dak Prescott. But if Jalen Carter gets his motor going and if he can get pressure up the middle, that's going to disrupt a lot of the concepts of what the Bears want to do in the passing game.
And Gunnar, I know there's been a lot of reports about people other than A.J. Brown being unhappy with what's going on there. Is that just a product of not being as successful as you were a year ago, or is there fire where the smoke is coming from?
Well, it's a little of both. There's frustration. But, you know, when you're frustrated and you're winning, a lot of times winning cures a lot of what ails you. You know, this team, you know, feels they should be a lot better. The offense feels it has not lived up to its expectation, while the defense has carried this team for the most part. The zone blocking has not been there for the running game. The passing game has not been consistent. And yet, as I said a little while ago, they still found ways to win more games than they've lost. And they're still controlling the division in the NFC East. But they have a higher expectation. They expected a lot more out of themselves. They, you know, this running game was like number one in the National Football League a year ago. Now the offense as a whole is down under 20.
Yeah.
But yet they're sitting here 8-3. I've never seen this where team struggles as much as this team does, and yet they're 8-up and 3-down and leading their division.
Yeah, we're talking about that here a lot, man. The Bears have a negative point differential, and those teams typically do not succeed. So some similarities between the cities. Really quick, before we let you go, who you picking, man?
I got to go with the home team. I mean, they're playing in Philly. If it was in Chicago, I might look at it a little differently. But they're in Philly, and it is tough for an opponent to come into Philadelphia and win a game. They don't lose many games at home, especially over the last couple of years. But I do think that they are going to go after Caleb. I don't know if the Bears wide receivers can get the best of the Eagles secondary in one-on-one situations. I know DeAndre Swift is looking forward to this game a lot. And I know CJ GJ is looking forward to this game a lot.
You guys miss him, don't you?
Oh, man, do they miss him on the back end of this defense?
I bet.
They still talk about him in Philadelphia. So I'm going to pick the Eagles to somehow, some way, find a way to win this game, like 27-24.
Ooh, that's a lot more points than I thought. Okay.
I think I picked the same thing. I got the Eagles winning 27-24, so you and I could hang out, Derek. Can I call you Gunner, the way Marshall's been calling you that throughout this interview? Is that cool?
You can call me that even more so than Marshall, and here's why. You know, first of all, to this day, Marshall, my family still doesn't know how much you and our former colleague, Barrett Brooks, who works for NBC in Philadelphia, antagonized me all these years and, you know, and tried to play the innocent role. And by the way, my wife and three kids told me to tell you that, and happy Thanksgiving. But they still don't know that you're like that antagonist in my life.
Oh, I thought I was the pot stirrer.
I'm a great guy. Don't listen to Gunner. I appreciate it. His wife, the cooking is legendary. The ribs from Gunner are legendary. I've been to the homestead. Gunner, we appreciate you stopping by on the show, even though you're trying to embarrass me right now.
You want to let Derek go now, huh?
Wait a minute. You don't want people to know you like that little brother who hit somebody in the ribs and then you run behind mom and dad and scream, "He hit me first."
Is that Eddie Haskell? I never knew it.
That was a long time ago, Gunner. I've matured since then.
Exactly.
Wow. Derek, thank you, man. You're awesome. I appreciate your information.
Hey, man, happy Thanksgiving to you guys, man. Yeah. Have a great turkey day.
Happy Thanksgiving, Gunner. Give your family my love.
Yeah, that is.
I sure will.
You want to follow Derek Gunn on X, you can, at The Real D Gunn. Who are you, Marshall Harris?
I'm evolved. That's what I am.
Oh, my God. This is obviously is a... This is great.
I'm shook.
You know why I'm shook? Because I'm supposedly the pot stirrer. I mean, like, and I am. I own some of that. But, oh, yeah. And you accuse me of it, too, Marshall. Who else can we get in Marshall's past? Let's go to Sacktown next.
Doug.
Doug.
Doug is very much in
Doug
the present.
Doug, call in.
He's in
Doug,
the present.
Marshall's besties, Doug and Carl. All right, this is the most consequential Bears regular season game since...
Dot, dot, dot.
Fill in the blank. Let's talk about that next. And if you want to play along, this is probably a good text conversation. 312-644-6767. This is the most, and again, consequential. So you can't say, like, big game, yeah, this the start of the 2019 season coming up. Not that. Most consequential regular season game since when? 312-644-6767 is the number. It is Rahimi. Harris.
Why you say it like that?
Well, I don't know who you are anymore. I mean, is that your real name? Are you Marshall Harris? I mean, that seems like a pretty generic name to me. I am Mark Grody. Layla's off. This is Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vien and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes of, a Crime House original.
Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.